Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. My name is Ann McMillan and I am the master builder helping to build stronger and better businesses and lives with being a resident born and raised from Riviera Beach, Florida. Resident of Palm Beach County, but born and raised in Riviera Beach, Florida. But I am still convinced that as we travel the world, I am still convinced after reading the book Acres of Diamonds by Russell Congrell that we are leaving our diamond mines in our own backyard as we travel looking for larger diamonds all over the world. These diamond mines are active and, like I said, in our own hometown from which we come. Therefore, we're calling this episode and this podcast, Hashtag I Am Riviera Beach. Our vision is to shed a bright light on the wonderful, smart, talented individuals from our great city and those who are impacting our city, like our guest today, Kenneth Funderburk. Kenneth is recreational director for the Boys and Girls Club in the Glades representing Palm Beach County. And I'm very excited to be here today, of course, with our co-hosts, Dan Calloway and Steve White. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you? Oh, that would be good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, one more time. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Yes, fine.
Good afternoon. I'm good.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, we are on the run again. This is a beautiful day. God has blessed us to be together, and we got our good friend and one of the best people God has ever put on earth is handling the western part of Palm Beach County, and I've been a part of his life for the last 45 to 50 years. Kenny, would you give us a little background on where you started from in the Glades and matriculated on and back there right now running the Boys and Girls Club?
Good afternoon. My name is Kenneth Funderburk. I'm president of the facility and recreation director for the Boys and Girls Club. I've been president working for the organization for 23 years. I moved to Belgrade in 1973 and started in the Palm Beach Public School System, graduated class in 1977, went off to college and came back home and realized that my goal and zeal in life was to work with young people. I coached at the high school level football for 32 years, part of some of the ones that y'all probably seen on TV, the Fred Taylors, Rita Anthony's, guys like that. Then the NFL president coach, 41 NFL athletes. But my real goal in life is to help the young people be successful no matter what it is.
Well, you are so versatile. Let me ask you a few questions and then Steve and then Ann. Number one is, tell us about the program that you have for the summer at the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay, our present, our teen center is, we have a brand new building, $6.5 million complex that just went in, just opened up last May. And we're working hard on getting some programming for the kids. You know, we realize out here in the rural area that our kids are pretty much made up the background of farmers and people that go to work early. So our facility open up at 7:30 in the morning to 6 in the afternoon. We provide hot meals and stuff for our kids. And summer programming is structured around, you know, the arts, reading, arithmetic, and all that. And we want to make sure that, you know, our kids get out and do field tripping amongst the other kids around. And then we're establishing a program where we have different people come in and talk to our kids and teach us not the finer arts. Now we do have a summer program that's going to start soon that we're collaborating with the Palm Beach State College. They were doing a lot of programs. We have culinary, we have cosmetology, and barbering that will be taking place at our center during the summer.
I'll get back to that at the, later on about the new program we're going to institute. Tell us about the fishing program, because you're going to be here for the freshwater. I'm working out something tomorrow with the saltwater. Our first trip will be pretty soon. I talked to you the other day, and you agreed to handle our fishing program when we come over in the freshwater for the bass, the speckled perch, the bluegills, the shellcrackers.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. We're gonna be doing a little bit of, you know, out here, all our kids, we surrounded by water, so we had to teach them how to provide for themselves. Like the mother said, you know, take me to fishing, you know, I eat for the day. Teach me to fish, I eat for a lifetime. So, we're taking them out on the water, and we're teaching the basics of fishing and surviving. I'm looking forward to working with Dan because, you know, we have a fishing club that's been existing for 3 years at our club, and we have a guy that we just brought on board named Jeff Willis. He's going to be real instrumental to our program.
That's beautiful. Now, what about the basketball summer program from the churches that you've had the kids out of Tate and Wells Gym always entered into that two or three times a summer, and then spring break. Give us a little update on that.
Yeah, we host it for the last, I would say for the last 10 to 12 years, every spring break, we host a basketball clinic tournament that we host with the whites community over on the other side of town, and it's been very intimate. And what we do there is we put on a program, but we also bring in speakers to talk to the kids about community things, as well as we bring in the school board to talk to them about education. We bring in the police department, and it's a well-rounded camp. It's not just playing basketball. You know, the kids get to learn things at the same time. But, you know, we also this year, in June the 1st, we're hosting our own basketball clinic where Otis Birdsong is coming to our gym, and he's going to do a week-long camp for the elementary as well as high school. And then in the middle of June, later part of June, we'll be hosting our own basketball clinic. At the second week in July, we will host a 8-10 team middle school tournament, which I have already contacted Mr. Calloway from Revere, hopefully that we can make this happen around the Glades.
Well, we have already got two teams we're going to enter. Now, we've been going over there on spring break, which I thought was really put on well, and giving those kids to intermingle with the kids from the East Coast and around on spring break, because most of the kids in the predominant black community, they don't have funds to go on spring break vacation. I know they don't do that in Riviera, and I think Riviera kids are financially a little further down the road than the kids in the Glades. I worked over in the sheriff's office setting up the police athletic league years ago, and all those kids like Robert Newkirk and everybody came through that program, and you were instrumental in helping out then. But I need for the listening audience to understand that you need help with instructors. You need financial help because of the wealth over there is controlled by five different people, the growers, and that's what it is. That's where they make their money. Now, what about when you had the church involved? We played those games, and we end up in the church place and had the food there. Are the churches over in the Glades still involved?
Yes. Well, you know, anything that you do and you want to be successful, you want to include the Lord in it. So we feel like that by fellowship with that with the churches, that gave us a support system that we needed for the kids. Once again, in order to have a well-rounded individual, you must try to attempt to form some kind of spiritual background with them. And we wanted them to know that, you know, there's no greater than the Lord. So, you know, we played the games, but we also preached at the same time.
Beautiful. What about the new facility? Is everybody taking advantage of that? Signing up, registering, make sure everybody follow the rules and regulation?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, when we constructed the building, it took us, you know, for the organization itself, we're the last one in the organization to get a new building. But when the time that we had start aside for that COVID occurred and we went into the pandemic, and it's been a hard fight, struggle, because we have a brand new building, but we can't really open it up to the community. Lately, with some of the restrictions being erased and laid down, to we can now get the community to come in and see this building. This building is the state of art. It has everything that we have: robotics, we have computers, we have photography classes, we have career learning, lunch programs. We have the kids have recreation rooms. You know, we have a kitchen built inside for culinary. We have three chefs that's coming in on board to teach the kids how to cook meals. And our kids will leave from here and go to their establishment in West Palm Beach and provide a meal for his clientele that afternoon as the end of the project. So we excited about it. We hope people, you know, get involved. It's not that, hopefully that COVID has died down a little bit. It's never going to leave us. But we get to the point now that our kids are now getting to really enjoy the building.
Okay. Now, what about when you had me to come over there and I brought Pastor Green and we came over to help support other ministry programs. And you all are with Deacon Robert Walker and that group, and you and Steve White and what is the mayor from Pohokee that would bring the message, but the greeting. Yeah. Are you going to put together with South Bay, Belgrade, and Pohokee the seniors, which was unbelievable before the pandemic when I set up for them to come over here? And when I bring two busloads over there, are you going to try to put that back together again? Now with you saying that the virus is slowing up.
Yeah, well, like I said the other day, the Palm Beach County eased some of the restrictions on outdoor activities. So we're looking at the last part of July, right after the 4th, and everything kind of settled down, that we could host another event. We have a lot of work to do. We got a lot of stuff to give information to give out to the community of what's going on. And quite naturally, we're going through the Pastor Alliance program out here. We have a group of pastors, like 12 in the major churches. We're going through them to have them on board with this program, as well as the city officials from each one of the three tri-city areas.
Well, the reason why I brought that up, because of the senior citizen at Lindsay Davis building right on 28th Street, 29th Street, and they've been asking, and the city of Rivera Beach appointed me to be over there, senior citizen, for us, setting up different programs and taking the ones from the east, which is on the coast, that's a refreshing to them to see the farmlands and the, what is that, the sugar mill, where you where you can have a tour there. And one time we went to Clewiston. I don't know why did we go way over to Clewiston, because that's not in Palm Beach County, but we did. But with Pohokee, Belgrade, and South Bay, I think the commonality between those three cities and Riviera is pretty near the same. Now, I don't want anybody to start thinking, because we act a little more sophisticated, and our progress is much greater because we've been fighting longer, and we got more people to fight. So you're limited with people over there, because most of your land over there is for farming, for growing the vegetables or the green stuff. Now, have you been getting any kind of feedback when they'll be able to come back over there with me and our program over here? Especially, we do it year-round, but because of the pandemic, we've been put it on the back burner. I need to know some about that, because I met with the recreation director Wednesday, and we had, and Steve was there too, but we've been talking about that. Now, give me an update on that.
But basically you're talking about the senior program where we had the seniors come over to your side as well when you came and brought them out here to the Glades. Now, since the pandemic, our seniors pretty much haven't been in the building. So hopefully within the next, weeks or month, that they will start actually coming into the building again. Then we can set up some dates where we can interact with each other again.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, now, I brought up something before we came on the air with our new program, and I know you're the most innovative person in Palm Beach County. I'm asking you, and with the person who know more about this than I do, but I was on the link the other day listening at it, and it was just marvelous. We must help ourselves. We got to learn to earn things ourselves and look out for our kids' future. And the more they learn about investment and grow into that, they'll have a solid foundation when they get your age, not worrying about when they get 82 like me, because 82 like me, you should have already gone and made some money. What about getting those 12 kids, your dirty dozen, investment? And we have been, somebody going to teach you about that and teach the people you're going to name to be a part of overseeing that, investing so much money a month. And while they are kids, and when they get up, and would you tell them more about that?
Absolutely, but I was just waiting for his response.
After our conversation the other day, when we started talking about what can we do for the kids, I met with some city leaders the other day from Belgrade, and I sat down and I proposed to them. I said, why don't we get this? We used to have a program called Men's on the Serious Side, and that was like a mentor program. It died down, with time. But I'm excited about that it's going to pick back up again, because after our conversation I had with them, we're just going to involve the sororities as well as the fraternities around in the area, and all of the important social groups like the Jets. And what I proposed to them was that each one of them come up with 2 kids. That's going to be way over your 12 that you're looking for.
That's good. And explain it to him a little bit.
Yeah, no, most definitely, absolutely. First, let me just share that what Dan is referring to is that we hosted a every Wednesday, actually, and you can follow us on, and I can send this information out to you, too, via email.
Okay.
But we are members of BetterInvesting.org. We're volunteers. That's Better BetterInvesting, all one word. So if you go to BetterInvesting.org, there's a 30-day free membership on that website right at the bottom. And my daughter and I and many of us have been members for over, 20-plus years. I'll leave it at that. And we many of us start at the same place. That's broke and broken. And I found myself in a situation where I had 2 degrees, you know, 2 businesses, and I did not know anything about saving and or investing and had a family but was deeply in debt. And so after I had a situation, it wasn't made up, but it was a brother like a made up that I gave my life savings to, only to find that I would never see that money again. And I began to realize that, you know, I said, like I say about the Word of God, how can I live a word I don't know if I don't study God's Word? Well, investing is the same way. How do we have a greater return on our investment when we don't study the power of investing and don't study investment education? And it can start as younger ages. And so what happened for me is that as I began to learn, my daughter began to learn. She was second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grader. And none of us realized that she was the only one actually understanding the information. And so it wasn't until later that we began to realize that she had then become a student of investing. So this organization, Better Investing, teaches everybody, anybody, how to analyze stocks and invest. So, again, we started teaching children. We started teaching adults. And so right now we host an episode every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time called My Investing Story. And we bring people on, just regular people, and we have them share their investing story from children to adults. And so right now we're getting ready to host our second stock market program for youth and advisors. Well, this is what I would encourage us to do, Dan. I talked to Artie about this before I came on the program today. This is starting this month for the advisors to be trained. And, Kenneth, I'll get with you offline. And, Steve, you too, if you're interested. And what we can do is introduce all of you to Climb. This is a program that's doing the training, and it's a 10-week program. And so, again, any students, and I like the idea you have, Kenneth, where you're talking about the sororities, the fraternities, JETS, even the churches, if each one of them would choose 2 students, but also along with the students, we need advisors. Anybody who's interested, it doesn't matter what their investment level is, they could neophytes, know nothing about investing, or they could be advanced investors, and they can still participate. So that's basically the program that Dan is talking about. But you can also go to climbusa.org to get additional information on the summer stock market experience game, and you'll see the registration there on that site too.
Okay. But you're going to send me the information after we get off, right?
Yes. And if I can get your email, I can do that right now while we're talking.
Yeah, you can send it to Coach, COACH.
Yes, sir.
Ken, K-E-N, F-S and Frank, 55@gmail.com.
Perfect. I'll send that to you while we're not right now on the show. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Steve?
Yes, sir. Mr. Funderburk, hello, sir.
How you doing? Steve, not to cut you off, do you just work with, what's the Destiny or something program, mentor program?
Yeah, we know each other, but I've done a lot of mentoring and done some work out there in the place and stuff. We crossed paths.
Yeah, okay.
So it's good to have you on the air, man. So I have a question for you, though, because I'm doing good. I want to back up because you talked about, you know, your work with the youth out in Belgrade and with the Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and Girls.
So what do you all do to get the parents involved? You know, I know, and you know, and Mr. Calloway and Ann, we all know that working with young people, one of the challenges is getting the parents involved so
parents
that whatever
involved.
You're giving them, yeah, you get some support. So what have you found anything that helps to get the parents involved in the work that you're doing with the youth?
Well, what we did, you know, we did a lot of surveying, and what we come to find out, you know, we have what we call parent nights, as well as orientation when the kid first come to our program, and we set it up where every month we meet with parents, you know, and we ask those questions, you know, if we provide some civic service for them, as well as some of them, you know, we have an education program, like she just gave the rundown on investments. We have some guys, people come in and talk to them, you know, about different things. But it's a hard piece dealing with parents. You know, you can get them to go to the football game, but you can't get them to come in and talk to you about their kid.
Right, right, right. So is any of that, like the orientation or anything, do you make any of that mandatory for the parents in order for their children to participate in the program?
Yeah, basically what we do, if we got a new kids coming in for the first time, it's mandatory that their parent come in. And we set it up and we give them, you know, the ins and outs about our program, but we also let them know that we're there for them to help the aid with the success and the growing up their kids throughout the year. So we trying to open up that door and let them know that we're there for them.
Right. Okay. All right, man. Well, it's like I said, I look forward to working with you over the summer because I'm joined with Mr. Calloway as well, so I know we'll be interacting together over the summer.
Yeah, I look forward to it. It's time, like, you know, like I said, my motto is thank for the kids, I'm here.
That's right.
Well, the main thing, I don't think there's too many jobs that's better than trying to hone the skills of young kids, because that's the seed you plant, and one day it'll grow to be like Ann McNeil. So I tell you what we're going to do, Kenny, which we're in contact all the time because Artie's going to be calling you, keeping you up to date. Especially about our dates, we're going to bring those kids over to fish. And I know that they'll be in good hands, and I'm going to come over there. And what we're going to do, I'll have to set up where some of the, you know, the different places that we may, you bring the cooker, and let's cook them, and let me have some fresh fish right out of the water. That's what we're going to do when we go to Lake Okeechobee. The other thing that I think I need to ask you, Kenny, and especially, you told me the other day about your tutorial program, and you told me, I think that your contract ends the last of September, and the fiscal year is looks like ours, the first of October. I think that you will get with Steve sometime, or Steve will get with you. I would like for you to use him sometime to be a guest lecturer. See, since you got money coming in from the grants, Steve, I don't know anybody better for him to come over there and do an exercise with the kids, and maybe sometime they may feel comfortable with him being some of the adults. I don't know, but I think that you need to bring that up with your, when you get all those churches, and you just told me about the Camel Boys, and we're putting there all of them, I knew them when they were little boys, and all of them was the quarterbacks over there under you all over at Glade Central, and now three or four of them was preachers, because the dad was a preacher, was very close to me. I think that we need to do that, not that you don't have the people over to do that, but a lot of people think that if you bring somebody they don't know, they know more than the people already there, and that's not so. Because I know in the Riviera on this side, we know more than anybody that they can bring in there, but that's the perception sometimes. So think on terms of that. And how are you coming on with putting together a gathering of Pahokee, South Bay, and Belgrade that we're going to feed the masses? Like that organization that we were in, we were trying to do that until the pandemic. Are you waiting till the pandemic is cleared? Now, although the new rule is that you don't have to wear no mask no more, and you can go and do this. We legally can come over there and do what you and I talked about 2 weeks ago?
Well, it's getting to that point where, you know, they don't uplift some of those curfews and restrictions and stuff. So, like I said, we have already started, well, I have already started forming that committee to get that done for us, and that's why I stated earlier that in probably the middle of July we're going to host it.
Beautiful.
We're working with, I've contacted Parks and Rec, and they're going to assure me that as soon as they're happy to say so, that I can get on the calendar and place that date.
Well, actually, Steve will be coming with me, and Artie will bring us over. But you tell the coaches, South Bay, Belgrade, and Pahokee, that we got a basketball organization. We got Mark Brown. Steve met him the other day. And
I know Mark
he personally. Had, okay, then he has the any age level that you're running. And the reason why I want that, because I know that if it's under your auspices, then I know it's put together well. And they're going to get something out of
that. With us.
Okay, then. Well, then you put something together. And sometimes what it is, we got two buses there. I've already contracted out with two buses. What sometimes when you go in a place that you don't know the kids, it's best for them. They'll learn something from not being right on the playgrounds all the time and know everybody running up and down. And you know that as well because you are an outstanding athlete and you've been a coach for putting in 40 years. Sometime you need to have that outside of your area. And therefore you can gauge their process much easier because of they are much looser playing with them when they know everybody. And that's why all our athletes in Palm Beach County has always been good because we always had a traveling program going and playing all over the country. And that's when they really – and then when you're getting them college ready. That's what you're trying to do, high school ready. I don't know what ages they are, the levels. Ann, is there anything else you want to ask?
No, we're right at the top of the time, so I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm very excited to know that we're going to be able to connect with Kenneth and the Boys and Girls Club and Belgrade. Actually, we're going to be working in Belgrade with the Water Utilities Department, so I'll be getting back with you regarding that. And this is very exciting to have this this connection and supporting the kids, especially with helping them to become financially empowered. My daughter told me a long time ago when she was a child, she said, "Mama, we don't discuss financial literacy because that's to suggest we're illiterate. We always talk about helping people become financially empowered so they can take power over being self-educated about their finances and investing." And so we're excited, Kenneth, to work with you. And I'm sending you, like I said, that information now. I actually just put it as a part of the show. So if you get this show, I'm just letting the world know what we're getting ready to do this summer. And once you get it, and I'll call you and talk to you about it, just register on the site for CLIMB. You just register the kids and register via advisors.
Right.
Well, we got to learn whatever we got to do because one thing I've already made up my mind, Riviera, the youth recreation will be in full force because I'm really excited about that. You just got to teach the ones that I got to designate like Artie and everybody. But we will have our participants. I can tell you that right now. And then you said, and there'll be something for older people like myself and
yes.
Kenny.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's very important. I got 12 kids right now, and I got 12 old goats like me.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, I already met with Artie, and he also joined us yesterday. We had a 6-hour financial empowerment seminar as we had our annual meeting. It was on Zoom, and he watched it on Facebook Live. So also, all of you can join us. Just if you're on Facebook, just go over to Better Investing South Florida Chapter. Better Investing South Florida Chapter. If you're on Facebook, and we hosted the entire thing live on that Facebook yesterday. So I talked with Artie today, and he's going to make sure that we are all connected for the summer. But there's a lot going on, and the power of a $20 bill compounded over a short period of time. It's less than our lifetime. It's phenomenal what it will do. So I think a lot of what we're teaching, like Kenneth said, you know, it's one thing to build the kids, you know, physically, but also we can build them spiritually, and that connects character and integrity. And I'd like to add to that, we can also at the same time build them financially, and they will, like you said, you know, you can feed them or you can teach them how to fish, and the same thing goes with our finances. So this is exciting.
And it's exciting to me because I was so impressed the other night. But you got to remember now, my right-hand tutor is Steve. And I'll be with Steve. If we were together, Wednesday in a big meeting with the recreation director and Mark and different things with the summer program. But now that I'm going to add as the athletic director, I talked to Derek McCray already, but it's my decision, and I think that I wish I'd have known this 25, 30 years ago. Instead of making a lot of outstanding athletes, I'd have made a lot of wealthy people because of it's amazing if you get organized in the finance, just like we are organized in the athletic field, we can produce that. I can figure that out.
Well, Dan,
go ahead.
Not to cut you off, Dan, this is what we want the world to know that's listening to this episode. The reason why we're on this radio show, the reason why we're on this podcast is because hashtag I am Riviera Beach, hashtag Riviera Beach Pride. We are changing the trajectory of this city forever. And the same thing with Belgrade, and the same thing with Pahokee and so many other cities like ours. Because what we now know, you see, we didn't know this, Dan, 25, 10 years ago. We did not know this, but we know it now. And so because we know it now, it's never too late. And we are going to make a difference, and we're going to make millionaires out of our kids. And programs like, you know, the Boys and Girls Club in Belgrade, they're not going to have to worry about how they're going to finance their program because this, the people who are going to come through there are going to also become so financially empowered that they'll come back and give back. So, you know, just take the giving that all of us are doing at whatever level we can give, our time, talents, and treasure, and multiply that times 1,000, 100.
Mm.
We don't have to beg.
That's
you know.
Beautiful.
So this is exciting. This is exciting. I'm excited.
I'm more. Well, Kenny?
Yes.
Yeah. Go get those bags of fish. You and Artie got that hooked up.
Yeah.
And did you deliver the fish to those people that you thought was worthy of?
Yeah, they looked at me at first like, okay, why are you giving me fish free?
You should have told him that as an old man over in Riviera believing doing his.
I said, trust me, it already paid for. You know, y'all ain't going to get it all when you're free.
Yeah. No, there's nothing in the world free. But then when people, I know that it's less jobs, especially this time of year, because the fields. Who harvesting too much things over there now? They usually migrate up north somewhere. And that's yep. what we do. That's why you're going to put together something for the three cities in probably in July or whenever. But that's why we'll have people there to talk to them and let them know what we're trying to do. They're waiting for something. You doing it, but we're going to get those ministers right out there. You know, that whole group that you had me over there with and tell them all I said hello. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. I'm going together a team. I got your basketball. I got them for you, and I got the investment program. I got that, and we're ready to go. We just stay with Artie, stay with Steve. Just give us where we got to go. Now, don't expect me to be going online because I'm not going to do that. I can't do that. My eyesight doesn't allow that. But I do have people who are going to invest and have their money. Now, that's just all to it. All we need is somebody to teach us when, where, and how. Stevie,
you got
is there anything
you
else?
Got it.
Well, just to say, you know, I'm looking forward to the work we're going to do as a collaboration with the Glades. I had the opportunity over the years to work when they had the black police chief there in Belgrade, and we did some mentoring programs out there and also in Pahokee.
Yeah,
so, you know, just – Yeah. So I had a chance to work with Chief Dottel, and so, you know, just looking forward to it, brother. So that's it for me. Looking forward
to it. Yeah, he's going to be on board with me on the committee.
Okay, we'll get together.
We'll come out there one day. I'll ride out there with Steve.
All right.
And
looking forward to working with him. Looking forward to expanding our kids' knowledge some more with the financial part of it.
Oh, yeah. And the main thing about it is, Artie and myself will call you when I want you to give a clinic out there on, I don't know whether you're going to take them one of your favorite places, at the marina in Pahokee on the docks, or at the docks right there where that restaurant in Belgrade. Right in the water there. I don't know where. That's your job. You know where the fish are hiding, waiting for you to go out and get them. So we'll set that up sometime next weekend when we're going to bring a busload. Not a busload, but so many. Because we're going in the ocean in a week. Because we set that up Monday evening, not tomorrow afternoon. And it's time to start, you know, putting the bait in the water and catch something. That's
all
my
right.
last remark.
Well, I appreciate
I'm
it.
Proud. And tell them all I said hello.
Hey, I will do.
Okay.
Take care.
All
be
right.
safe.
Steve, let me get your email, too, so I can send this information about climbusa.org to you, too.
Okay, you need my email address?
Steve. Yes, please.
Okay, Steve at protectivehands.com.
That's what it was, protect the hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Protectivehands.com. Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody that's listening in, you now got the message. BetterInvesting.org, Climb USA, we're going to change the face of Riviera Beach for our future, for our young and old alike. And Dan, if that's
beautiful.
It, we can wrap up the show.
Well, I'm enthused because the one thing about it is I know the Youth Recreation been here 57 years, but we have never been total independent. We always have to beg, borrow, and do whatever, and all I got to give back to keep it running. And I'm not complaining because God has been good to me. So if I can figure out any kind of way where after my demise and everything that they won't be shortchanged, because I love the city of Riviera Beach, but most of all I love Palm Beach County. So keep the good work up, Ann, Kenny, Steve, God bless all you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, everybody, have a great day. Thank you.
You
Thank
too.
You.
And we just, yeah, so we wanted to remind our listeners that you have been listening to hashtag I Am Riviera Beach with Kenneth Underberg and Dan Calloway and Steve White. This is episode number 31, and we want to thank all of you for listening. We'll see you next Sunday, same time, same place, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.